This is the Uptick Newswire Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes, Google Play, and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews, public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world, with your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, we have a returning guest, and I'm super excited to have him back. Actually, if you look, it might be one of the hottest stocks on the OTC markets. We're talking no other than SANUWAVE Health, Inc. They came on our show back in February the 15th of this year, 2018. At that time, the stock was trading, fluctuating between 17 and 21 cents a share. Now it's up to 58 cents a share. They trade on the OTCQB, ticker symbol SNWV. And with us today to talk about his company is the CEO of it, Kevin Richardson. Kevin, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Everett. I appreciate it.
You know, give my listeners a little bit about statement of who you guys are and how you make your money.
Sure. So SANUWAVE Health has an innovative healthcare product called the DermaPace device, which was recently approved by the FDA December 28, 2017, to treat diabetic foot ulcers. So we are a wound treatment company using a medical device, which uses shockwave therapy to promote the angiogenesis and perfusion around a wound to help it heal. We make money two ways. We have international distributors who will sell the device to, and then they'll resell it for us. We have joint venture partners like in Brazil, where we're 50-50 partners in those markets. And then domestically, we'll use the device and get paid on a per-procedure basis. So we'll make money every time the device is used in the wound care setting.
You know, there's a lot of talk about shock waves. A lot of people really don't have the right answers. You guys started putting up a blogging site. Can you give me a little bit more information of how you guys are using that to benefit for your company?
Sure. Great question, Everett. The Shock This blog, which can be reached at SANUWAVE.com, was started last year mainly because there's been people think of shockwaves and they'll think of, you know, crazy scientific stuff and some way out there things. What we felt we needed to do with the medical community was re-educate them and help them understand what a shockwave is that we use and what it isn't, because there are misconceptions out there. A lot of people think ultrasound is a shockwave. And it's not the same type of frequency, not the same type of action that our shockwave takes. So last year we spent a lot of time on educational blogs on the shockwave itself. It's gotten unbelievably strong follow-through within the medical community. You know, we're in the thousands of hits and reads on that, mostly all medical people. And it's really helped us so that when we go in front of them for a prospective sale, they understand what it does, how it acts, and what the mechanism of action is within the body biologically.
Absolutely. You know, since our last time that we chatted, you've announced more blogs and conferences. SANUWAVE is, you attended, I think, the European medical thing over there. What's the big push? And tell me what that it's all about.
Sure. So the blogs this year are going to be interviewing a lot of the shockwave and wound care experts that are out there. So we announced a blog recently with Dr. Wong. He's the most world-renowned shockwave expert in the medical field. We had interviewed him at our symposium back in December, so we're releasing that interview. The next one we'll release probably in the next week will be Dr. Maria Semenov. She was at the Cleveland Clinic and performed the first face transplant in the world.
Wow.
So she is a world-renowned expert, and she'll be on our blog next week. We have a whole lineup of different wound care experts and shockwave experts that will be featured each month, and how they view shockwave as an integral part of the healthcare experience moving forward, starting with wounds, but then eventually moving into other indications. With regard to the conferences, we kick off our conference season in 2 weeks at the Symposium of Advanced Wound Care in Charlotte, North Carolina. It's the largest wound care convention in the world. It'll be 4 days. We're actually going to be featured in the new product section as well as have our own booth. We're anticipating a lot of traffic out of that. And then we follow it up in May with two conferences in Canada where we're making a very big push. And then the European Wound Management Association, EWMA, will be in Krakow, Poland in early May. And we have four what are called podium presentations. That's where we have four of our experts presenting to the wound care community. Four podium presentations at in an event like that is almost unheard of. But given our recent success and our publications that are coming out, EWMA accepted all four. We have a fantastic schedule for Europe. So we're seeing a big, strong interest internationally, and it's all backed up by strong clinical support, which is how you get the podiums.
Well, you guys are absolutely crushing it over there. You know, as I mentioned earlier, your stock was at around 20 cents about a month and a half ago. Now it's almost at 60 cents. That being said, you've given guidance of 100% growth over quarter one. What's happening and how's that coming about?
Yeah, so in the first quarter, we announced that we've entered a partnership with Premier Shockwave. We needed to do two things to establish our infrastructure for growth. The first was we needed equipment financing because our devices are not cheap. And so we worked with a company called NFS Leasing, and they've extended us a line so that we can finance without diluting shareholders. So we're financing this equipment growth as we grow rapidly. The second was finding the right partner. We picked Premier Shockwave. They're going to bring us into the VA, Veterans Administration, the military bases in Indian healthcare to start. We had our first shipments about a month ago. They're out in the field. That's giving us the confidence in our guidance where we talk about 100% revenue growth in the first quarter and then accelerating growth throughout the year. So we have a lot of confidence in what we're doing. And then on the most recent conference call, we also talked about our long-term goal, which is to be in any wound clinic or any hospital where diabetic foot ulcer is treated in the U.S. So that's a stretch goal, but it gives some people some idea that, you know, there's a large market opportunity for us, not just in the near term with the 100% top-line growth, but in the long term as we get these devices placed in all the right locations.
My guest today is Kevin Richardson. He is the CEO of SanuWave Health, Inc. They trade on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol SNWV. Unless you've been living underneath a rock, it's one of the hottest stocks on the OTC market, up almost 200%. You mentioned just a little while ago about having a device anywhere and everywhere to treat diabetic foot ulcers. You know, to be honest with you, Kevin, that sounds a little bit daunting. How are you going to do this?
great question. But, you know, we've seen it done before. So I was a senior partner at Blum Capital when they owned a company called Kinetic Concepts. And Kinetic Concepts is brought to market something called the negative pressure wound therapy, or the VAC. It's a device that helps wounds heal. That was back in 2000, and it grew from zero to $500 million in a period of 4 years. We're following basically the same playbook that other successful wound companies and other successful medical equipment companies have followed, which is provide the right clinical support. That means more clinical studies and casework. Work with CMS to get the right reimbursement structure in place. Bring the product to market and service the hell out of it. And so those are kind of the keys for us. I'm going to be bringing on some more talented people at the senior level over the next few months. We'll be expanding our board of directors with wound care professionals. We'll be expanding our science advisors with wound care professionals. So it's putting all the building blocks in place so that when we kind of hit the go button, which will be later this year, we'll see a true acceleration, and there'll be no reason, no excuse not to be in all of those 5,000 locations that treat diabetic foot ulcers today.
You know, your stock's been up. I know it's been, I've been talking about it a little bit. You have any thoughts on that?
You know, we tend not to honestly pay attention to the stock because we're so busy executing. We really focus on what we can control. We can't control the stock price. It's great that it's up, and I'm happy for all those shareholders that have hung around with us through the years, and it hasn't been a straight line. It's been only recently the success has shown up in the stock price, but it's taken a lot of effort from the team where they execute. We stay laser focused on wound care and making sure that we have all the right things in place, the right, again, the right leasing company, the right distribution partners, the right international partners, working with the right key opinion leaders, the KOLs, to do the right clinical work. And it's all those building blocks that I spend the bulk of my time paying attention to. The benefit of the stock being up like this is that we're going to have, there's a hidden asset on our balance sheet in the form of warrants that will be expiring in less than a year. And that'll help fund our growth and really fuel the growth so that we don't have to take on exorbitant dilution going forward to grow the company. So the existing shareholders will have a chance to participate to help push this company forward over the next 11 to 12 months. And that excites me as well. So having that as a, like I said, a hidden asset on the balance sheet is going to benefit us. And as you know, warrants a lot of times stay out of the money. Ours happen to be in the money, so we can actually turn that into a real positive return on capital.
Kevin Richardson has been my guest today. He's the CEO of SanuWave Health. He won't say it, but I will. I still think their stock is grossly undervalued. I said that at 20 cents. It went up to 60 cents. Kevin, I want to thank you for coming on the show. It's always a pleasure. Is there anything that you would like to add to it that maybe we didn't get a chance to talk about?
No, just looking forward to coming on again sometime in the future, and hopefully we're continuing to execute, and I'll have a few more announcements maybe internationally that we can discuss at that point in time.
Thank you very much, and hopefully you'll come back on in about 40 or 50 days.
Great. Thanks, Everett.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by Uptick Newswire, LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are those of the guests and those of the respective companies they represent, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff or management of Uptick Newswire. Uptick Newswire encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional. The guests of this program may have paid for its distribution and are not directly affiliated with Uptick Newswire or this station.